thought I would speak about a bracha that is mentioned in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chaf Dalet, but I'm not aware of very many people ever saying this bracha, or even necessarily knowing about the bracha. But the Gemara says, quoting Shulchan Aruch, that if a person goes heroic Kivrei Yisrael, a person sees Jewish graves, there's a special bracha that a person is supposed to say. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Yatzar Eschem B'din, who created you with din, and he supported you and sustained you with din, and he took your life with din, he'll eventually give your life back with din. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMeisin. That's the bracha. It would be recited only if it's been 30 days since you last saw Kivrei Yisrael, like various other brachas that a person makes upon seeing different things. And there are those who add other things as well. The Geshur HaChaim writes that after you say the bracha, one would say Atah Gibor, basically the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is the same theme without the ending bracha. You already said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Meisim, just until V'neman Atah Lachayos Meisim. And you know, this would be recited when going to a cemetery. So how come it is that most people don't, not aware of this, just one of those things that people don't know? Maybe, Yechol Yom. But looking at some of the details of the bracha, of when the bracha would be said, is an important topic in its own right, and maybe can shed a little bit of light on why many people often don't say the bracha. So one of the interesting discussions with regard to this bracha is, where do you have to be in order to say the bracha? What if I'm not in the cemetery, I'm just passing by the cemetery? I see the cemetery from the road, from the highway, while I'm driving, or from some other distance. So the poskim write that this may depend on the Lashon of the Gemara in the Bavli versus the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, that in the Bavli it says, Haroek Ivri Yisrael. Haroek Ivri Yisrael means you see the graves. So as long as you can see the graves, even if it's from a distance, one should be able to say the bracha. The Yerushalmi says, remember the exact Lashon, but Haholech Bein Kivrei Yisrael, one who walks between the graves. So it sounds like you're right there, you're right next to the graves. So then in that case, maybe, according to that Lashon, one would have to actually be located in the cemetery itself. So there are some poskim who write that one would not say this bracha if seeing the graves from a distance. Rav Moshe Sternbuch paskins this way. He points out the Lashon HaBracha, Asher Yatzar Eschem B'din. It's almost as though one is addressing the Mesim. So that maybe implies that one is located in the cemetery itself. And the Geshur HaChaim also paskins one would not say the bracha from a distance. But then, let's say you see the cemetery from a distance, then you go into the cemetery, but it's not been 30 days since the last time you saw it from a distance, even if it's been less. So then he says, but maybe that's not 30 days since the last re'iyah that was, you know, that was the type of re'iyah that this bracha takes into account. So then also you wouldn't say the bracha, with at least not with Shemu Malchus. Then you would only say with that Shemu Malchus, unless there have been new graves added since the last time you saw the cemetery from a distance. So taking the different sfeikos into account, so maybe that would be a reason why it's not often recited. However, there are many poskim who say that even from a distance one would say the bracha. The Rosh Hashulchan paskins this way, Shubitzel HaChachma, Rav Avad Yosef paskins this way, that even if you see the graves from a distance, even if you're just driving on the road, so then one would say the bracha. If you're going into the cemetery, so wait until you get right next to the graves. You're standing within Daud Amos. But otherwise, one would say from a distance. Rav Moshe Feinstein raises another point, which may be related. He says, aside from how close you have to be, what do you have to see? What does it mean, Haroek Kivrei Yisrael? So he understands that it's not that you see seeing a matseva, seeing a tombstone, that's not enough. That's not the kever. That's a marker that there is a kever. That's just that you know that there's a kever there. But that's not that you're actually seeing Kivrei Yisrael. You'd have to see the ground around the kever, or maybe the lower matseva right on top of the kever, not the one that stands upright, but the lower one that's right there. So that would be, just technically speaking, probably harder to see from a distance. You'd probably have to be closer by. However, it would seem that certainly if it's been 30 days, for one who wants to make the bracha from a distance, yesh al mi lismoch. But even that, certainly if it's been 30 days since a person saw any Kivrei Yisrael and one goes to the cemetery, it would seem clear that one should in fact make the bracha. The Geshur HaChaim writes that at a actual funeral, if you're there at the funeral, so then, Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. So then you wouldn't say the bracha at the funeral. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in Halicha Shlomo, the minhag is that the Onanim don't say, even after the kfura is over, when they're no longer Onanim, they don't say. But why should everybody else not say? How does Osek B'Mitzvah get involved here? It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, especially if a person is not actually one of the ones carrying the Niftar. And certainly once the funeral is over, then you're not Osek B'Mitzvah anymore. So he says one would say the bracha, Asher Yitzaris Chem B'Din, at the very least when the funeral has concluded. May we share B'Soros Tovos. Please do put the chairs up and have a great day.